From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris in Washington.
And in Chengdu in southwestern China, where we're reporting this week, I'm Melissa Block, here with Robert Siegel.
Chengdu was not the epicenter of the quake. That was about 60 miles to the north. So this city of 4.5 million people is not a scene of devastation. Don't think New Orleans after Katrina. The people are still here. They may be worried about aftershocks, but there is water, gas, electricity, bus service. You don't see collapsed buildings in the city. As the cliche goes, things are getting back to normal. Which brings us to the question that brought us here in the first place. What is normal in a big city, in the most populous country, in the midst of the biggest sustained economic boom of our times? Over the next 3 days, three glimpses of life in Chengdu, as it is experienced by people who have just one thing in common. They all live near an outer orbit of urban life here, the Third Ring Road. It encircles Chengdu about 5 miles from the city center. It opened in 2002, when the city had grown right past two earlier ring roads. The city is still growing, gobbling up farms, with new apartments going up in their place. We start with a success story, making it beyond the Third Ring Road. Like most people in the city of Chengdu, Lei Lei's family is okay after last week's earthquake. And in their case, okay is pretty good indeed. Lei Lei is 26. She teaches English at Chengdu University of Technology Information. She is tiny, confident, and brimming with enthusiasm. Her husband is a sales manager for a real estate firm. When he uses an English name, he goes by Jason. And in October, Lei Lei and Jason are expecting their first child. For now, they live with her parents, who are both civil servants. Her father cooked supper for us the week before last. Cooking is a skill that he's acquired late in life, just as he later took up investing in the stock market. Lei Lei's 86-year-old grandmother lives with him, too. And it's not like they're crowded in together. Her parents bought their apartment 5 years ago, and it's a sixth-floor walk-up, undamaged by the quake, and well worth the walk. Three bedrooms, two baths, a spacious living room, dining room, televisions everywhere, four computers, and a room one flight up that opens onto the roof, where Lei Lei's mother keeps a garden. By Chengdu standards, it's a big apartment. In fact, by just about any standard, it's a big apartment. So for Lei Lei, who is the only English speaker in the group, the move that she and her husband are about to make will be momentous, but it will also entail some downsizing. Lei Lei and Jason have bought their own place. They haven't moved into it yet, but she took us to see it.
This is our kitchen.
And you have a two-burner stove.
Yeah, and microwave.
And then there's a balcony outside the kitchen.
Yeah.
What's going to go out there?
The washer, the washing dryer.
Washer dryer will go.
Oh, yes,
there washer dryer. For the laundry.
Yeah.
Lei Lei's new apartment is along the far edge of Chengdu's urban sprawl, beyond the Third Ring Road. It's near the airport, in a new development built by a Chinese-Canadian joint venture, hence the name Vancouver Gardens. From here, Lei Lei can walk to work at the university. Jason will drive to work downtown. The apartment is about 950 square feet. And then you have two bedrooms.
Yeah.
Two bedrooms. So this is the smaller of the two bedrooms?
Yes, the smaller one. My father-in-law and mother-in-law will live here.
They're going to come and live with you?
They're going to come to live with you when our baby will be born. Mm-hmm. They're going to take care of it.
So you will have permanent babysitters all the time.
Not permanent, maybe 1 year or 2 years.
I see.
Yes. And when they put a very small bed here, and the baby will sleep with them.
The baby will sleep with,
yes,
with
most of the time.
Grandparents.
Yes.
So you and your husband will have some peace.
Yes.
The room that would strike us as the most unlike an American apartment is the bathroom. There's no tub, just an open shower next to the toilet with a drain in the floor. Except for an air conditioner and a washer dryer, it's all furnished, and it will sit vacant for months.
We're going to move in September or October, because we can't come here now for the smells.
The smells
here, and many of them are decorating new apartments, so it's noisy.
So much painting and noise going
painting,
on.
Yeah. And I can't come here because I'm on my family way. So after the birth of the baby, we'll move in.
So you don't, I see. When you're expecting the baby, you don't want to be
breathing in the fumes from the apartment.
Yes.
And this is common. People, when you prepare a new apartment, people wait and they let it.
Yeah, it's very common here.
The apartment cost 389,000 renminbi. That's about $56,000. Lele and Jason saved for years and borrowed from their families to make the down payment.
And then we got a note from the bank for 20 years.
A 20-year mortgage.
20 years, yeah.
And it's a beautiful apartment.
Thank you very much.
Two bedrooms and a very modern kitchen, and you bought a beautiful Siemens refrigerator.
Yes.
You just bought a television set. It's a very nice Sony. Yeah. I think it's 37 inches is my guess.
40.
40 inches.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And how much of the mortgage, how much of the price do you have to put down? And how much, what percent of it do you have to pay?
30% we put down first.
30%. And is it one interest rate for all 20 years, or could the interest rate change?
It will rise. It will change.
It will change.
Time goes by. Yeah.
And what is it now? What is the interest rate now?
It's about 7%.
People only began buying their own homes here during the past 20 years, and real estate really took off just a few years ago. The real estate market softened this past year, but an apartment is still seen as a good investment. In fact, there aren't a lot of other investment choices.
Not many things. The year before, we invested some money in stock exchange, but now it's not very good.
So stocks were doing very well, but this past year, not so well.
The year before, it was doing very well, but in 2008, you know, the stock exchange has been influenced by the stock exchange in America, in Japan, in Hong Kong. So it went down.
There's a lot of talk about the stock market among China's new middle class. It may be a little disorienting, but no more so than the scene that greeted us when we first arrived at Lele's new apartment. Her in-laws were there, and they were watching a movie, a drama set in the Long March, the 1934 trek of the Red Army led by Mao Zedong. It was on that 40-inch Sony LED screen TV sitting on the brand new living room credenza. A glimpse of the new China. Tomorrow, we'll meet a couple for whom things have not worked out quite so well.